This way, help us continue to have our frequencies and not continue to lose them, as I've learned. Anyways, back to you. I definitely would be happy to help out with that whole idea. Definitely need a couple of people who are more knowledgeable in this world. But, yeah, I'd be interested to help out with that. I've got a decent amount of free time now, because, yeah, I'm job hunting, but, yeah, I could find some time to help out with some of that. Anyways, back to you, VE5RJM, VE5CLV.
Yeah, VE5RJM returning here. Yeah, you know, it's something that actually our club actually looked into at the very beginning when we first formed the club. It's one of the members actually asked that question, so maybe possibly putting a little bit more exposure by adding a sign along some of these major highway roads. So we did contact them years back, you know, we can go ahead and do something like that, no problem, but the costs are pretty high. So I think they want, like at that time, it was like $500 or $550 a sign. I don't know what it would be now. So, yeah, it's probably, you know, way past those figures. So, you know, having the post already on the ground, just chasing the sign, and then local people actually doing it, their other ham operators doing that work. Just basically the cost of making up the sign, I guess. You know, and then, you know, in the province we can come up with a general logo, you know, that's unique to us as Saskatchewan amateurs. So I don't know if any other province does that or not. You know, I can't recall, but if I ever did see that anywheres, but I'm thinking I have, but I can't remember. It's been so many years already, and of course, it wasn't anywheres close to me here. It was probably in another province I was visiting or whatever, so probably a club much richer than ours, hi. So, anyways, thanks again there, Cole, for your input there, and we'll say 7-3s, and thank you there, Oscar, as well. So, VE5 Alpha Echo Hotel, VE5 CLV, this is VE5RJM, we'll be clear. Unless there's anything else, come now.
Yeah, definitely great shining for there, Randy. Anyways, might even be a good topic for the TechNet or whatever that net is, actually. when is that? That's on the weekend, right? Anyways, VE5RJM, VE5COV, send me through a nice chat if you're there, Randy.
Yeah, you bet. Well, before you go, how is job hunting going there? Did you get out and put in some more, fill out some more applications there in the last few days? Over.
Yeah, after a few resumes, and of course that all those resumes I handed out before I lost the last job, so those are, of course, still around. So, yeah, not a ton of jobs around. Well, nothing really bad. Sleep well for them, but I've dropped a few around, but, yeah, and applied online a bit, but nothing really yet. Oh well, I'll find some. Back to you.
Well, I know when I was looking for jobs, March was, you know, the companies were looking at applications in March already. They might not do the hiring until May or June, but, you know, I know the corporations were looking at them in March. the applicants that are available. So you might, they're always hiring, you know, throughout the year, but yeah, this is the time of the year that it is a little bit slower in the province here. More people are getting laid off, I suppose, than hired. But more people because of the, you know, equipment being used and stuff, like construction jobs and stuff like that, they're going longer and longer. Some of them are only shut down now for maybe during the road bans or maybe a month in the wintertime or two. So, and then they start back up again April 1st or something, you know. So, like, they're going into January a lot of times, and February, March are the months that they usually lay them off and then hire them in April again. So yeah, construction, you know, those guys, especially just one, you know, they are changing with better equipment. They're able to work through these colder temperatures than they used to before. But yeah, I know the other corporations in the in the province here, they look in March there, they start looking at the applicants and bringing them in for interviews and stuff. So if that's something along the lines that you're maybe looking at as being hired and went with one of the corporations, and there is quite a few of them in the province if you do a search, and a lot of different aspects. So you might think about throwing some applicants in there, you know, this time of the year. It could pay off there for you. V5CLV, V5RGM.
Yep, good to know, yeah. Thanks for that, Randy.
Okay, 73s, have yourself a good night. V5RJM will be clear.
Yeah, V5RJM, VE5ST, do you copy, over?
Yeah, look where I went. Enjoy.
That station that had a quick question, you had a perfect double with someone. Go ahead, that person that had a question, go ahead.
Yeah, Victor Echo 5, Sierra Delta on frequency, Randy, over.
Hey, hi, there you are. How's it going, Eric? yeah, I hear you on the sleep patterns there. V5SD, V5RJM. Hopefully you catch up on some of those Z's, over.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I CC'd an email to in regards to your discussion earlier with the weather radio stuff. So I'm curious to see what comes of it with the weather radio service. But it's a shame to see all that infrastructure. You know what usually happens to all that infrastructure and stuff. So. Might be an opportunity for the amateur radio service, but you'll see it in my email, Randy. I just thought I'd let you know, over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, just like I was mentioning to Cole there and Oscar, lots of times these things don't ever get overturned. You can complain until you're blue in the face, but nothing really gets overturned once they made a decision. They stick by it usually. So the only way we can maybe do anything is by taking advantage of some of the resources. And yeah, they got probably power supplies and transmitters and all kinds of radio equipment that they use there. And, you know, that's another factor like I think you're talking about there, Derek. You know, possibly maybe if they were to donate some of that items or whatever, we could take advantage of it before it hits the trash bin. V5SD, V5RJM.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, there's that part of it. No, I was just thinking in some situations, maybe we could take over the service, have it part of the amateur radio service type of thing. I don't know what it all entails, but yeah, I think it'd be kind of a cool value-added part of our amateur radio service is having weather radios. You know, you've got, everybody's got, you know, that is into that kind of stuff would have a weather radio or, you know, a radio that could go to that type of stuff. And I know I've seen the one that's here in Saskatoon, and it's like on a power pole, and it's not much of an antenna that they're running. And in some situations, you know, potentially, and I think it's not running a lot of power either. So, you know, get things switched over to solar possibly, and, you know, a few other things. And I don't know. I just always think differently. But you'll see in my email, over.
Well, you know, that's the nice thing about talking about this over the air, you know. People, a lot of people have different ideas, you know, and stuff, and they can share them and do what you're doing there, like, and yeah, you just never know. The worst they can say is no or whatever, or see what kind of a reply you get. You just never know. But if you don't try, then, you can't say that, complain about it afterwards. Hi. yeah. Well, a lot of equipment that went, good equipment that went to the trash bin, you know, and thousands and thousands of dollars that ham community could have taken advantage of, and some of us did take, were able to get some of, you know, advantages over the years with that, but just a small percentage. So yeah, no, even if we take over or whatever, yeah, compliment to the service to the clubs, you know, see what we can do there. We probably have to do a few changes or whatever, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see what's all involved with that for sure. So, I'll take a look at your email there, and thanks for doing that, taking the initiative there, Derek. V5SD, V5RJM.
Yeah. I think they only run like 10 watts or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I CC'd a number of hams and. Also, Rack, I sent a message with Rack to CC it, and I don't know, I just think, you know, sometimes all of these changes sometimes create opportunities, and it's always a no unless you ask. That's one thing I learned a long time ago. The worst they can say is no, and oh well. No different than we are today, but I think it'd be really cool to have this service continued. I don't typically listen to it myself, but I do know, you know, there's some that do, and, you know, once it's gone, it's gone, and I think it was a few years back they were actually handing out free weather radios at one point in time, so, I mean, the infrastructure's there, you know, being hams and stuff like that, you know, as long as you can get that audio feed or wherever it comes from. You know, a lot of times, it, you know, if you feed it over a VoIP type situation to the site, you know, it, you know, it could be functionable, I think. And I think down in the Regina area, if I remember right, there's that one repeater site that one of the hams were looking at, and I think they had a weather radio site at that location. So, you know, it's always a case of, you know, the power and, you know, cost of maintaining and stuff like that. But in some situations, you know, some areas may not have coverage, so there may be surplus equipment that